Wemo on Kiwi FM.
Time now to catch up with Kevin List from scoop.co.nz. He's on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Top of the morning to you there, Wemo.
And how you be?
Oh, I'm good now that I've fixed there was some sort of phone blockage and the office, and now I believe you can hear me, I can hear you. I'm concentrating, buddy.
Clear as crystal.
I just actually thought I'd mention our lead story at the moment, which was kind of funny, is yesterday Keith Locke put this, he called it a non-controversial, he said, I'd like to move a non-controversial motion, and his motion was this, that this House supports the right of parliamentarians to freely pursue their duties, notes the opposition of the Inter-Parliamentary Union and the European Parliament to Israel's arrest of more than 20 members of the Palestinian Parliament, and calls for the immediate and unconditional release of the Palestinian Speaker, the Deputy Prime Minister, and other arrested ministers and members of the Palestinian Parliament. Now, what I thought was brilliant was that he called it a non-controversial motion, because it's about Israel, so it's always going to be controversial.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, I was a bit surprised it did pass.
Really?
Can I just double-check with the colleague?
Yes,
colleague?
Sure. Yeah.
Some of these people were Hamas, weren't they? Yes, some of these people were evidently Hamas MPs, and so every member of the New Zealand Parliament, including Murray McCully and Rodney Hyde, I presume, because they would have been there working hard, didn't have any objection to us saying, get these Hamas guys out of their cells.
Do you think they just weren't listening and they just kind of, yeah, they were reading the newspaper or something?
I think it could have been that self-interested thing of parliamentarians, even those that are, you know, big supporters of Israel, might have just thought, hey, you can't arrest an MP. That's a disgrace.
This is a Hamas friendly government, though, isn't it?
Well, according to Murray McCully, you know, all our aid is going off for suicide bombs.
Yeah.
So, I was a bit surprised by that. So, anyway, if you're out there and you go, oh, I wonder what Keith Locke was on about, that's our lead story. So,
now, we were just hearing about the antics of Parliament yesterday. What do you predict is going to happen today?
Wednesday, it used to be, last year Wednesday was my favourite day. Now, Tuesdays or Thursdays, when Parliament's sitting, you have oral questions. I'm not really a huge oral questions man. I know that other, you know, journos, they really get off on oral questions. But to me, the bomb is general debate, mate.
And what goes on during general debate?
Okay, well, here's an example. Last year, the Wananga?
Wananga.
That gets brought up in oral questions. And, you know, the government gets a bit embarrassed about it. And then, once oral questions are finished on a Wednesday, they have the general debate, and that's where you really throw the dirt down. You know, you can speak about anything you like for 10 minutes.
Right.
And you just get up and you just make outrageous accusations, and all protected by parliamentary privilege.
And is that when the other side of the house goes,
No, they're more during oral questions. During general debate, I think that they normally listen a bit more, but it's the sort of thing we can say, I saw that MP on the opposite side of the house. He was definitely sleeping with an orangutan or a donkey, and they people object, you know, and the speaker goes, it's a debatable point.
Well.
Back to the speech.
Then, therefore, today, this story could come into fruition. Apparently, in this morning's Herald, it says, potentially damaging leaked emails to and from National Leader Don Bratt are expected to be published soon in book form as the election spending war between the two main parties rages at Parliament. So this could happen today.
Well, I think it's Peters that's got them, and I don't know if Peters is in the House. I don't think he was there yesterday. If he was in the House, this would be the day to do it, because you chuck something in at the back of an oral question, and then you wait for the general debate, and you'd really go to town. I think the last emails of Don Brash were, from memory, released during a general debate.
Right, but Winston Peters, he's been ill again recently, isn't he? So maybe that's...
Yeah, maybe that's holding it up. But anyway, the general debate, it is where the real dirt gets kicked out, because in an oral question, there's certain rules around oral questions. It's actually more difficult to get filled out. You might make a point of order where you make all these accusations, but you don't get the 10 minutes.
So today will be the day to perhaps hop along to the TVNZ website and click the link for the live video feed?
It won't be the day to do that, because you know why? Because TVNZ, they just think that people care about oral questions. As soon as oral questions are over, it's over. You'll have to go to Radio New Zealand and find the Radio New Zealand link or listen 6:55 or something down here.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is in Auckland. But anyway, the general debate, big fan of it.
TV3's still banned at the moment, aren't they? So they won't have any footage.
I think, yeah, no, they might be back today.
Might be back, yeah. Allowed back into play.
But can we now talk about the best story of the week? It concerns your former hometown, my former hometown. No doubt we're both proud of it.
I'm very embarrassed. Very embarrassed. This is about gated communities.
I think it is a gated community. Definitely there will be gated community residents complaining.
Okay, it's Northwood.
Let's fill the listeners of Auckland and the rest of New Zealand in.
Sure.
There's a couple of communities with those big security gates and all the houses look the same and you can't hang your washing out on the front lawn because it will look ugly, even though the houses are hideous. They look like something out of an American, I don't know, one of those American soap operas that you might see in the daytime, outside shot. They're just hideous.
And you certainly can't wear your budgie smugglers while you're mowing the lawns.
You certainly can't do that. But anyway, there's also... around these gated communities, there's stuff like there's retirement villages and stuff, and there's places where people have lived for years. And the old Christchurch City Council, I think, was offering them a bus service, you know, to all the people, A, the gated community residents, those that are sort of living around the gated community.
Mm.
And the residents said, no, we don't want the bus service. Well, some did. The old people said, we're old and, you know, we don't have our cars, we'd like that bus service.
Yeah.
But no, the residents didn't want it. They said that it will run over their children on their narrow streets, the streets that are too small to have public transport. Just your Lexus and your four-wheel drive with the big tinted windows, no doubt.
They're worried about Crims hopping on the bus from Linwood or Phillipstown.
No, Crims, let's get it real, Christchurch. You're out tagging the doghouse.
Yeah.
You're out tagging the doghouse or you're busy trying to pick up a 14-year-old at Rickerton Mall and you think, I'm bored. I know what I'll do. I'll get on that bus,
head
spend
out
my $5 and head out
the Northwood
with a bit of tagging.
Yeah. Do some of those white picket fences. Yes, I think it is very short-sighted, and I think it's symptomatic of the wider issue with these kind of communities. And I think we're only going to see more and more issues like this. I don't see how these people can think that they can just close their eyes and pretend the rest of the world doesn't exist outside their little street, and even not worry about the fact that we've got a fuel crisis on our hands in the next few years with fuel prices going up, and people are going to be needing to use the bus.
Jeanette Fitzsimons was disgusted. But you know, there is one person that would be right behind the residents of Northwood, which sounds like one of those nuclear reactors that's gone wrong, doesn't it, Northwood?
It does.
And that person is Alan Partridge.
Who's he?
Alan Partridge was a fantastic comedy invention by Steve Coogan. It's actually funnier than the Office. It's about the sad sack who works as a DJ. He used to have a career in light entertainment on TV. And there's a brilliant part of one of the Alan Partridge episodes where he's trying to buy a house in this disgusting suburb, probably a bit like Northwood.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says to the real estate agent, is there any public transport? And he looks really concerned, and the real estate agent's like a bit embarrassed. He says, no, I'm sorry, you'll have to drive. And Alan Partridge goes, excellent. Because he's just the sort of snob, just the sort of cock that would live in that sort of place, and he hates public transport and what it brings.
Mr. Partridge and the residents of Northwood all in the same can.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin Liss.
Thank you very much, Whammo.
That's Kevin Liss from scoop.co.nz. We'll catch up with him again next week. And scoop.co.nz is where you head for all the latest scoops.